Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking with Rob Baker, guitarist for the Tragically Hip and Strippers Union, on his day off between shows for the Hip Tour, now for Plan A. Rob, thanks so much for making time for this.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
So, you've been playing with both your bands this summer, and you're in Vancouver right now at the tail end of Now for Plan A. What have some of the tour highlights been for you?
Getting to Europe at the start of the summer was fantastic. Playing London on Canada Day in Trafalgar Square was quite amazing. And it's always good playing in Amsterdam. We had some crazy summer weather touring Canada.
Yeah.
We were driven, not just in Canada, we were actually driven from the stage by rain for, I think, maybe the first time ever in Buffalo, in what was a downpour of biblical proportions. It's been an interesting and memorable summer.
How was last night's show?
Last night was great. We just played our second of three nights in Vancouver. Tonight is a night off, and tomorrow is our last night. Not only last night in Vancouver, but it'll be the last show for at least a few months.
And you also played with Strippers Union while you're in Vancouver this trip, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was just a quick sort of one-off. My friends in the Odds were playing a cancer benefit in North Vancouver on the night that we arrived here, and I had the night off, so I just popped out to North Van, sat in with them for a little bit. It was good fun.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
That's a nice sign that on your night off from the Hip Tour, you want to keep playing more music. Do you still feel the same thrill when you step on stage?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I get far more nervous at a little show like that, you know, in front of a smaller crowd. And the nerves definitely kick in for something like that.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it just because the people are so much closer to you and it's just sort of more intimate?
I think it's partially the people are closer, and with the Hip, there's a bit more of a feeling of, I don't know how to describe it, but that you're a bit more bulletproof. People have paid money to come and see you, and we have a good catalog of songs, and I know the material inside out, so you feel excitement before going on stage, but I wouldn't call it like a nervousness or, you know, it's certainly not fear. It's you start to hype up a little bit when you're going on stage. When I'm going on stage in a different context and you're maybe a little less familiar with the material, it's fear. No other word for it.
Do you notice a difference in the audiences since you started out? I mean, it's been 30 years, hasn't it, for the Hip?
It has been. And you know, we used to take a lot of flack in the beginning that our audiences, that everyone wore baseball caps, backwards baseball caps, and thick necks, which I never thought was entirely true. But we've watched our audience grow and expand, and for a while the audience got older, and then all of a sudden there was a huge sea change, and the audience got younger, very mixed, in terms of gender, and so I think those initial criticisms that we had a very mono audience really don't hold true at all. I think it's a very varied audience now.
That's fantastic. Well, what's next for the Hip and Strippers Union?
Well, I sat down with Craig for a few hours yesterday, and we worked on what could be the first tune for the next Strippers Union record. So we're plugging away at that. Just picking away at it slowly. And as far as the Hip goes, we finish up in Vancouver on this Thursday night, tomorrow night, and we'll probably take a month to sort of regroup and sit down and have a meeting about where we're going, what we're going to do. You know, it's a very, the business is changing rapidly, and it behooves us to change with it, I think. So,
yeah.
But we'll be back. We'll be back in the studio in no time, working on new material. It's just in what context we release that new material.
Yeah. So, are you thinking of doing more sort of online individual song releases as opposed to albums, or what do you think that will look like for you guys?
Well, that's something we do discuss. it seems record companies and the whole album idea seem to have, they're a bit of an anomaly right now.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's, I feel some sadness at the loss of the album as a sort of a viable artistic means. I still enjoy albums, always have, and I've always thought in terms of albums rather than singles. You have to acknowledge that the industry is changing and that people go online and that's how they're exposed to new music. And they give a song. You know, it used to be when a song came on the radio, a DJ would sort of talk a little bit over the intro. You had about 15 or 20 seconds to hook a listener. And now I think you have maybe about 8 seconds to hook a listener.
Yeah.
Because people are sitting there going, next, next.
Yeah.
So it's very much a sort of a song-driven, singles-driven kind of thing. That's just the medium. The medium is driving it, I guess. And you can rail against it. But, you know.
Well, I think it's a sign that you guys are able to adapt well if it's been 30 years now. I mean, congratulations on that. That's incredible.
Thank you.
So to learn more, people can go to thehip.com and strippersunion.ca. Good luck with your final show tomorrow night, and thank you again for taking the time for this.
My pleasure. Thank you, Amanda.